asks you which center you want to go to is too late. You need a plan so you can stay in control of your life and not feel like a victim. The goal, after all, is to get your life back and get back home as soon as possible. At Powerback Rehabilitation, you get aggressive therapy plans on the newest equipment so you can get home sooner. Call today and ask for your personalized Powerback card and keep it in your wallet. If you ever need it, give it to the hospital and say, I want my Powerback.
Call Powerback Rehabilitation at 855-301-POWERBACK or visit powerbackrehabilitation.com. Powerback Rehabilitation by Genesis Healthcare.
You told us what you want, so we're giving it to you and more. New Center 5, 11 at 11.
At least 11 minutes of nonstop news.
Straight up at 11 o'clock.
More details, more breaking news.
Wake up weather, so you're ready for tomorrow.
In-depth coverage of the day's top stories from Boston's most watched, most trusted team.
And every night we give you something more.
Digging into important local stories.
It's what you want, when you want it. 11 at 11, only on WCBB New Center 5.
Tune in every Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. for Merrimack Valley, Sounds of Arab, right here on 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it. إلى الأحبة من الناطقين باللغة العربية كل يوم أحد ومن الساعة الواحدة وحتى الثالثة بعد الظهر.
Reaching more people, more ways, more often. 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
On 980 WCAP. Just a busy, busy hour. But while we got a couple of minutes, I wanted to bring in our good friend Anne-Marie Selden, who is our trendy mommy. Anne-Marie, how are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, we're playing a little phone tag this hour, but, you know, we're all friends here. While we got a couple of minutes, Anne-Marie, and I know that we had some stuff that we wanted to talk about. We'll save that till next week. Kind of the timeliness of it all, I want to talk a little bit about Easter.
Easter, yeah.
Yeah, and Easter baskets. You know, do you see, and being a mom of some younger ones, and, you know, you got to have your candy and, you know, the whole Easter thing. You're seeing a lot of moms trying to get away from all that candy and kind of supplement it. Okay, I guess I'm wrong. I was going to say,
Well, you know, what I tend to do, I still do an Easter basket or some sort of a goodie basket, but I tend to limit the sweets that are in it.
There you go.
You know, maybe do some other things like coloring pages, coloring books, crayons, other type of fun type items, and just kind of, you know, maybe one little dark chocolate bunny or just some other fun.
You gotta have
some. I don't really load it up with a ton of sugar.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, you know how the Halloween... The great pumpkin has that buyback program.
Does
the Easter Bunny have a buyback program?
They should. I'm sure. I'm sure local dentists would participate in that. But you know, I feel that Halloween is a much more abundance of candy. So there's so much more candy on Halloween versus on Easter. It's just a nice little treat that you may get from the Easter Bunny. I don't think he gives as much candy as you would get on Halloween.
You know, and we don't want any of our favorite candy stores to go out of business. We're not saying that.
Right.
But you know what I mean. But, you know, you can be a little more creative in your Easter basket just than loading it up with, you know, Cadbury cream eggs. You know, put in a yo-yo and maybe a book or even a stuffed animal. They take
and,
up
you know,
a lot
my
of
kids
room.
Are like, oh, maybe the Easter Bunny will give us gift cards. I'm like, what is this? This is not your birthday. This is Easter. No gift cards.
Yeah, sorry.
No DSs. It's not the holiday season. Well, it is a holiday, but it's not Christmas.
The Easter Bunny doesn't
Hanukkah.
doesn't have any iTunes gift certificates.
You can't request things from the Easter Bunny. But, you know, still have, you know, just like the holiday season when you visit Santa, the Easter Bunny is at the mall.
Yes.
So, but the Easter Bunny doesn't talk. So.
No. Nor does he take orders, does he?
He can't really confirm or deny whether he will give you something specific.
Well, that's a very crafty bunny. Although, you know, what was the movie that was out at the theaters last year, and I think it's just in time for Easter out on DVD.
Hop,
yeah. That's not a bad idea either for the kids.
And, you know, create a theme. Maybe do something like that where they get, you know, little Easter and a little Easter Bunny stuffed animal or something with a, you know, little movie like that with a movie night. I'm all about giving, you know, this year the theme, whoever had a birthday party, I'm giving the same gift.
Okay.
So it's a theme gift where I go out and I buy a plastic popcorn container, fill it with the big size candy,
ooh,
candy boxes, and then get a movie gift certificate.
I like it.
Yeah. So
that's
you could do
good.
Something like that for Easter, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking the DVD because school vacation's just around the corner, too, and you're going to be looking for something to entertain.
You are, and it's one of those vacations where there's always been discussion of, we just had our vacation in February, why are we having another one in April?
It is a lot.
So I know there's been, not that it would happen, but there's been discussions in several towns to get rid of the April vacation. So
true.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
True. But you got to do it. I think you just be a little more... you know, creative about it. We're, you know, swapping out some candy.
You do. I mean, there's so many stores you can go to where they have like a dollar section where you can just go and kind of fill up a small basket or a reusable basket, because we're all about being green now and being, you know, using things that are reusable, and just kind of fill up a reusable basket. They love that. Every year they love to get little containers and reuse them.
Emery, I know you've got a lot of great topics up online. TrendyMommies.com.
That's it.
And that's the place to go. And next week, we got lots to talk about. We got to talk about pink slime and about
kids. And also Earth Day is coming up, too.
Earth Day, yeah. You know, you can never start to, you know, go in green with your kids. Never too early. Thinking about that. So, hey, listen, have a great weekend, great Easter weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
All right. Emery Selden, our trendy mommy. Well, a big hour. My good friend, Evan. A lot of stuff. And I'm going to make my toodaloos. I'll be back. Hey, oh, by the way, come on over to the back page tonight, right?